Los Angeles is still a busy place for the film industry, but in a time of much more portable, high-quality equipment for making movies, filmmakers have many more choices. And Shasta County has presented itself as a choice with some results to show for the promotional effort. Last year saw a sharp rise in movie projects choosing to spend time and money in Shasta County. Let's get details on the rise and the efforts that produced it. Sabrina Jurisich is the Shasta County Film and Sports Commissioner. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So last year was a big year. Give us some of the numbers.
Yeah, so we had about a $677,000 economic impact from productions that shot in our county. Most of those productions are coming from out of the area to shoot here. And so yeah, it's a huge, huge year. We do have some local production companies that also do some here, but we don't count their results quite the same because, again, our whole effort is to try to bring productions to our area to help our economy.
Because then you get people in motels and spending money on food and things like
Correct.
That.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
So how big an increase does that represent over any previous year?
So the year before, I have numbers basically from 2010, pretty mm-hmm. solid numbers. And so we're up significantly. We had about, just over 160,000 the year before. And so we're increasing. The productions that were happening in 2016 were five that we have on record. I started in January of 2017, and we had 24. So that's a huge increase year over year.
So does your hiring kind of represent the dividing line? I mean, if you obviously have one person who's really devoted on film stuff, then you can really potentially bring in more film projects.
The activity actually has started in 2014 when our office became a official film office, which means that we had a resolution from our Board of Supervisors. That was done by my predecessor, Chad New, under, Lori Baker, who's our CEO, basically saw the vision for adding this element and really kind of going after the film industry and what that could mean for our community. So it's just part of what we do here at the Visitors Bureau, but definitely in that time frame, we saw an increase of activity because we were able to be on the national radar and international radar even. With production companies going through, like, the California Film Commission and through our organization's affiliation with FLIX, which is the Film Liaisons in California statewide. And so with that resolution came access to those agencies and an ability for us to be more present at trade shows and different levels of access for those companies to see us. So
Sabrina, let's talk about structure just a bit, because a couple of terms there might have some people scratching their heads, because you referred to both the CEO, and that's at the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau,
yes,
and the county's supervisors. So
sure.
You're essentially doing work for the county, but through the, why don't you explain it?
Yeah, so the CVB is basically, what we're charged with is basically filling hotels. So we get funding from TOT, and
that's the transient tax, the lodging
correct.
Tax. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So when visitors come to our area, they stay at hotels, and then we receive a portion of that. The other portion obviously goes to the city to help fund very important things like our police department, our fire departments. Those kind of very important things. So it alleviates the burden from our local residents that aren't having to pay all of those fees. And so it's really important, the job that we do. And we have various things. So on top of trying to get people to come here just to, like, vacation, or having, like, groups and meeting planners, choose our area as a destination, the film industry is one that we go after as well. So I go to trade shows, I meet with producers, location managers to try to sell our area as a destination for film. And when they come, obviously they're staying in our hotels, they're using our services, eating at our restaurants, and benefiting our economy.
Sabrina Jurisich is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the film commissioner for Shasta County, working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB, and a bit of a rise, about a quadrupling of film activity last year from the year before, at least in dollar multipliers. You can join the conversation on the Exchange, talk about filmmaking in the region and what the benefits might be or the things you might like to see. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. So what are the things you lead with when you're pitching Shasta County to potential filmmakers and trying to get them to bring their projects here?
Well, definitely our amazing, beautiful outdoors. We have very good relationships working with the Forest Service, BLM, our state and national parks. And so having those grand outdoor landscapes is wonderful. Our sites are generally low cost to permit. And so that's always a plus. Everything in film comes down to bottom line. We have no traffic, so even though it might take us 50 minutes to get from Redding to Burney or 15 minutes to get to Whiskeytown or Shasta Lake, you're not having to deal with traffic and that kind of wondering factor of, am I going to be sitting in a car for 3 hours? So no traffic is a very big deal. And then people are very excited about film here, so there's that kind of like eagerness to participate on projects. And our local film community is growing, so having the resources available for crew and cast that they might have needs for on their projects, so they're not having to bring everybody up from LA or wherever they're coming from, has been very helpful as well.
The crew stuff, I imagine, would be a critical one. I mean, do you have lots of people who are ready to come in at relatively short notice to help out somebody with an outside project?
It's growing. We're definitely building that on our Film Shasta website. There's a place where people can go online and register themselves. And we've used people all the way from medics, security, in addition to extras and location managers in our area here itself. So everything that you could think of, makeup artist, is something that people may need. And so we just encourage people, if they're wanting to get involved in film, to get onto our website and get registered.
So that's where they put their services out there to become a resource for filmmakers through the film. Is it filmshasta.org?
Yes, filmshasta.com.
I'm sorry. All right, so they get registered there, and so that certainly is assistance you can give the filmmakers. Any kind of incentives you can give them, or pot sweeteners, or anything other than information?
Yeah, so we actually were very excited to launch a film incentive program in 2017, and so basically what we do is we ask them for their whatever they've spent in our county during their time here, and then we give them up, you know, basically 1% up to $10,000 of what they spent on top of a small credit for their hotel nights. So we're excited to get that information. It helps us keep very good records for what's being spent in our county. At the same time, it gives them just a little bit of a bonus to help us get that information.
Is that a fairly standard offering? I'm curious to know if a place, I don't know, if Tehama County or Butte County or Alpine County would be offering those things as well.
So we are actually the only film commission, official film commission in the Shasta Cascade region. And there are regional film partners, but they don't have that designation and they don't have the same access, so I will refer, because it's great for us to keep productions in our area. Obviously, Shasta County doesn't have everything. So there have been times I've worked with Siskiyou County, times I've worked with Tehama County, but they don't have those offerings at this time.
Okay, so they just
and we're actually one of six counties in the state that have any kind of additional incentive to the California Film Commission's tax incentive for the larger productions.
Okay, so one of six counties makes you definitely a bit of a rarity.
Yes.
So, for example, they could shoot in Siskiyou County, but as long as could they spend their nights in the hotels in Shasta County?
They can. Yeah. And we encourage it.
Sabrina Jurisich is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Shasta County Film and Sports Commissioner, ShastaFilm.com, FilmShasta.com, sorry. And we're talking about the way that in which the business has grown. So we mentioned $677,000 in last year. That is from a multiplier, though. I mean, these are how the ripple effects move through the economy?
Correct. Hmm. Yeah, we very conservatively use a multiplier of 3. There's actually a economic impact formula that the American Film Commissioners International uses that's a lot higher. But because we're rural, we've taken that into account. We actually use one that, like, Placer County uses for rural, more rural communities. So we don't have $400 a night hotels. Generally speaking, like I said, our locations are going to be less expensive. So we've reduced down to a multiplier of 3.
All right. So the interesting thing that there is such a thing as the American Film Commissioners International. So there are other people to talk to and compare notes with. I mean,
correct.
How much training did you get before you took this job?
How much training did I have? I was trial by fire. I have not had much experience in the film industry, but it's a very warm, welcoming industry, and so my background was in sales and marketing, and I actually worked for the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association for a couple of years, so I had familiarity with our resources that we have here, and some relationships locally that have helped make my transition pretty smooth.
But boy, what a need to learn terms and needs fast, I imagine.
Yes, yeah, it's been exciting.
I'm curious too about the fact that you're the Shasta County Film and Sports Commissioner. I mean, so you're also trying to attract tournaments and things like that to the area?
Yes, yeah. So the other big hat that I wear is going after sports events owners and trying to get them to come. So, like, using our facilities like Big League Dreams or the California Soccer Park in Redding. And then, again, going after more of our natural resources, so maybe attracting some outdoor tournaments. Like, we brought in Wild West Bass Fishing Trail and the Bassmaster Fishing Tournament. And so we work all throughout Shasta County for those kind of events.
So the ideal event for you, for both those hats at the same time, would be like a baseball movie or a movie about people who have a fishing tournament.
It's a wonderful idea.
So of the productions that did use Shasta County last year, were any of them big in scale, L.A. size, or mostly a bit more confined in scale and expense?
Yeah, so we had our largest production had a crew of 47. It was for the BBC program Top Gear. And we actually had, it was one of those that we partnered with a neighboring county, and but the resources pretty much all came from Shasta County, so we felt the majority of the economic impact.
All right, I was going to ask you if there are productions then that people can turn on TV or on the internet and say, look, I know that place, and the answer is yes, certainly with BBC Top Gear.
Sure.
Have you had a chance to see the episode?
It is scheduled to air in March, and I don't have the exact date just yet, but we anticipate releasing that shortly.
I'm intrigued by the fact that it took a crew of 47, because there aren't that many people actually in the show, are there?
There's a lot that happens behind the scenes, and so definitely, I was able to actually go out and be on set for part of it, and it was very... very neat to see all the inner workings that happen to make something look so seamless.
Yeah, a lot of takes and retakes, and what ends up on the screen for 30 seconds takes a couple of hours to make.
Yes, yeah. And hours of editing.
Mm-hmm. So, Sabrina, when people ask about summertime temperatures in Shasta County, how do you broach that subject?
As far as the tournaments go, you know, a lot of times people are not turned off by that.
Mm-hmm.
They're aware that they need to have, you know, a lot of water on hand and sunblock and sunglasses, but they're not deterred by that issue. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and you can also say that even though it gets to be 115, the fact is that a lot of sunny days in Redding.
There are.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So the way you've got the film office organized, I mean, you mentioned that just one of 6 counties in California that can offer incentives. Well, I imagine you're kind of head and shoulders above a bunch of other places that are just sort of thinking they have advantages for the film industry, but not quite getting organized in how they pitch that to the film industry.
Well, I think every area in California has unique offerings. In Shasta County, one of the amazing things is that we really have everything from, you know, foothills to mountaintops. And so the diversity of landscape that we have is just something that we're really trying to communicate to producers and location managers, because once they're aware of it, I mean, it sells itself. And it's really easy to communicate. And other counties, you know, we all work very well together. So I went down to the American Film Market, where you have like 8,000 people, and shared a booth with six other film commissions in the state of California. And you know, I think that there's a realization that none of us have everything. So to be able to partner and work with that has been wonderful.
Now, what about if somebody wanted to come in and use one of the major tourist attractions, which might involve actually closing it for a day or part of a day or a couple of days or something like that? Do you have the kinds of relationships with Forest Service, Park Service, anybody who could make those sorts of things happen?
Yeah, we definitely have had talks with various entities when it's come to larger productions, and there's definitely a willingness to make it work. And so we're going after them, and we definitely hope to bring some larger productions into our county.
I was reading someplace that this is a bit of an anniversary year, that actually the first reported film production of any kind in the Redding area was in 1918.
Yeah, actually I was doing some research, and I on the IMDb website, which basically tracks the history of productions and locations, and for everything except for commercial and still shoots. So we've had a lot of those as well. But, yeah, I found one of the first volcanic eruption occurrences that happened in Lassen was released in 1918. And so it's kind of neat because I think it's the second volcanic eruption video that's ever recorded in history, and it happened right here in our backyard.
Is it available on YouTube, do you know?
It is. It is available on YouTube.
All right. So video of Lassen erupting in 1918. So Redding's first production 100
yeah.
years ago, and lots more to come, evidently, through the Film and Sports Commission. Sabrina Jurasich is in charge of that through the Visitor and Convention Bureau, and bringing some success to Shasta County in the process. Thanks for joining us today, Sabrina.